This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't mind it. When it comes to covers, I don't mind it.
That's a good one.
The original's way better, though, Shime.
Yeah, the original's good, but it's a little less energy filled. Yeah, that's why I played this one.
It's kind of emo.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a day to remember.
So, yeah. A little emo. Very interesting text with regard to the Herald article on the dysfunction of the New England Patriots this past season, which I will get to in a moment. Different perspective. But this is Frank from New Hampshire. Frank.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call.
Frank, did you go to the New Hampshire Roadshow last year?
No, I'm on the hook for this year coming up.
I'm thinking of last year we were in Keene. I think we were in Keene and we were in, like, where was the other one? Claremont or wherever the YMCA place.
Probably began with an L.
I'm thinking, you know what I like
Did
in
it?
New Hampshire?
I
like,
I don't know.
It began with an L. I like the
this show begins with an L. Losers.
I like Portsmouth as a potential road show.
Oh, I love that.
Do you like that?
I love Portsmouth.
I'll go to all your New Hampshire shows next year. I'm gonna go to all of them.
Okay. All right, what are you calling about?
I'm calling to talk about, I don't know if this is an old saying or not, but everyone's got a boss. And I think the new phrase should be, everyone has bosses who you're responsible to. Belichick failed. They were terrible last year, and I think it's because of him. So when you're responsible to a person or a group of people and you fail, you're going to hear it from them. And like Chris said, right, if these were anonymous sources but no one's debunking them, then they were probably true, and I'm guessing they were. So, you know, You get what you deserve, and I think, you know, they've made appropriate responses to what they did last year, and I'm looking forward to the new product this coming year. So that's where I stand.
And right. To be candid, Greg, this is how Belichick's teams have been in the absence of a Hall of Fame quarterback. If you want to use one word to describe his tenure in Cleveland, it would be dysfunctional. Mm.
But Wiggy said,
but that's not true, though.
It's not just the absence of Tom Brady.
Right.
It's the absence of leaders in general that you used to have on that team. Like what Wiggy brought up, Willie McGinnis.
Right.
Teddy Bruschi.
Right.
You know, Mike Vrabel. You name the player.
Right. But even though, Greg, it goes, because Curtis, what he just said is not 100% true. Because in 2020, there were never no issues about dysfunction going on, even though the season wasn't very good. I think one of the things we talked about is how much they rallied, and I think we were talking about the Jets game, the last game of the year. There was no chance of making the playoffs, mm-hmm. and the emotions and the energy of the team. It just looked
the
like
Cam effect.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't want to put it on him, but it just,
I wouldn't call that team functional.
But there was no dysfunction.
They lost 38-9.
But there was
December.
No reports coming out
right.
of the locker room.
That's
there was
all
no,
I'm saying.
But
there
here's
was
the
no
situation. You remember when like a great coach leaves a program, right? And they go to Notre Dame and they mm-hmm. leave a school. That school still wins, just like the 90s Cowboys won a Super Bowl with Barry Switzer after Jimmy Johnson had built the wagon. They won another Super Bowl, but then there was a steady decline. Because there's enough people there that know how to win to keep it afloat, but eventually, without the person that created it, it dissipates. That's what is going on here.
Let me ask you about this. 617 text during the break on the Subaru of New England text line. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. There's nothing that shows where we are as a society more than this Herald article. All millennials do is whine about how bad their work culture is.
Yeah, that's so true.
Holy smokes.
That's true.
So is this article more a function of, is it a symptom of a certain age of people who rather than bear down and go to work regardless of what the, you know, the surroundings are like or the culture is it more that than it is a dysfunction with the New England Patriots?
As a millennial, and I don't know how Shime feels about this, I think that we all saw the generations before us complain. Once we became adults, we said, well, I don't want to live that life, so I'm going to change the way that I go about work and whatever. That's good and bad, and I think right now we're seeing the bad of it. I agree that millennials, I'm a millennial, we all complain constantly about
everybody complains. This isn't a new, like, this is the
right,
but we're actually doing something about it.
But everybody on the New England Patriots didn't complain publicly. That's Wiggy's point.
Yeah, and I think that's because, and we were young, mm-hmm. we were 20-somethings. The difference is, I think it's more about how society has given everybody this. Well, if you feel a certain way, then you should bring it up and you should tell everybody. And that's the, you know, that is more about society. It's not about the age. We had guys in that locker room. You can't police the locker room like you used to when we played. Well, because if you do, somebody's going to go to HR and they're complaining. You can't even haze guys anymore. And I'm not talking like
you can't even haze guys.
No, that's a shirt. No.
You can't even haze guys anymore.
But I'm not talking about crazy hazing. I'm talking about like,
what do you mean?
I'm talking about like taping a guy up to a goalpost and dumping water on him. You can't even do that no more. Yeah, I'm talking about shaving an eyebrow or shaving a guy's head. Like, I'm not talking about like...
No, you can't do that anymore.
But that's my point. We are so soft mm-hmm. that you can't even tape a guy up and throw him in the cold tub.
Yeah.
I will not rest until we can haze again.
Oh, sorry. Right again. Lebanon. That's where we went. New Hampshire.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, Lebanon. It did start with an L, yes.
Millennial needs
and so that's the problem.
But like in the Twitch chat, Cleo182024 says... Wiggy, your generation had respect for their elders and their supervisors.
Yeah, we did have respect, and there was a little bit of fear in there, and I think a lot of it is because, and when we even had Ty on, we talked about it, we had guys that would police that locker room. So if there was a little fisticuffs that took place in the locker room, hey, guess what? We handled it like that.
Okay, that's a little revisionist history, considering Ty Law said that Bill Belichick lies to feed his family.
Right, but that was about the money situation.
Okay,
but he never let that stuff leak out.
He told Michael Smith of the Boston Globe.
Yeah, but that was after the fact, Curtis.
No, it was when he was still here. He came back after.
He made a point to say, here's how I feel. I got no issues with that. If Mac Jones comes out and goes to a reporter, here's how I feel, then that's one thing. But that's about money, right? Ty Law never came out and go, oh,
I respect Bill, but he effed us.
Yeah, and I don't like what we're doing. I don't like the defense that Romeo's calling.
Well,
yeah.
Kendrick Bourne, you agree, Wiggy, these contracts are year to year with the exception of the quarterback guaranteed dollars.
Yeah.
If Kendrick Bourne isn't playing, well, that's about money. He's complaining because he wants to be on the field, because if you're on the field, you can catch passes and make
more
money.
No, but he's not complaining about money because he got money. He's complaining about the role that he has.
Right.
I think it's interesting to talk about whether this article came about because of the massive dysfunction that there was, or because we live in a period of time in which people express themselves publicly about how horrible their work conditions are.
And it's the latter. And that's why my lead a couple days ago was, can Bill no longer coach these guys? Because when you look, and I brought up...
Because he's not the happy, feel-good kind of Sean McDermott kind of guy.
Yeah, he's not the guy that's rocking like Nick Sirianni, who's rocking the Dreamcatcher gold chain after the game,
yeah,
or rocking this T-shirt. And it's like, okay, he can kind of relate to how we're living and how we're feeling.
Yeah. All right. Well, interesting.
Did you wear the white T-shirt, Greg, to be viewed as more relatable by the staff?
I tried to, yeah.
It worked.
I still have that white T-shirt. I feel like that should be a giveaway item at some point.
I mean,
maybe next year for 12 days of Twitchmas.
We should hang it up and throw mashed potatoes on it.
Does it have stains under the armpits? That's the worst when it comes to white T-shirts.
I don't know if you know it. I sweat a lot.
Yeah. Those glands are working.
I'm a sweater. All right. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports in just about 7 or 8 minutes. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
The Rich Keefe Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Subaru of New England. Do you guys want the good news or the bad news first?
Always bad news first.
All right, bad news. Yes, both teams took an L last night. The Celtics led by as much as 15 in the game, then trailed by 13 in the fourth quarter. They came back. They got the thing to overtime. Final score was 120 to 117. Jason Tatum had 35 points and 14 rebounds. He was pretty good last night. Jaylen Brown, unfortunately, had 22 points, but lacked when it came to efficiency, shooting just 8 of 22 from the field. He also missed 2 free throws with 7.6 seconds left in OT. That would have given the Seas the lead. Joe Mazzulla was asked about his message to Jaylen after the game.
But Jaylen is a guy who can kind of get down on himself, particularly after missing the free throws. Is that, do you have a conversation with him?
I love you, Jaylen.
Anything more than that and anything going forward?
I love you, Jaylen, and I believe in you.
So the Seas dropped 3 in 4 days. Okay. They're off tonight. They take on the Lakers tomorrow at home. The Bruins also an L in Florida. 3-2 was the final to snap the Bees' 6-game win streak. The game-winning goal for Tampa came from a face-off loss for Krejci. Now, a lot of people questioning whether there was a face-off violation there. Here's what Krejci had to say about that after the loss.
Krejci, did Stamkos' stick go on your stick during that face-off?
I didn't see the replay, but I felt like he went straight for my stick before the, you know, the puck touched the ice. You're not allowed to do that. I got kicked out for that many times, but I don't want to accuse the ref because that's how I felt, but I haven't seen it yet.
Didn't want to accuse the ref, didn't want to get fined. But the good news, I saw Dan Roach was the first on this. He took to Twitter last night to say, I believe this is the first time in the 2022-23 season that the Bruins and Celtics have lost on the same night. It's January 26th. Now, even crazier when you look into it, they haven't lost on the same night since January 6th, 2022.
Hmm.
So that is the good news out of it all. And to football, Christian McCaffrey missed a back-to-back practice yesterday with a bruised calf. He did talk to media, and when asked if there was any chance he would miss the game on Sunday, he simply said zero. The Jets have hired Nathaniel Hackett as their new offensive coordinator, replacing Mike LaFleur. And reminder, Hackett developed a good relationship with one Aaron Rodgers while serving as Green Bay's coordinator from 2019 to 2021.
Does this mean Jordan Love will be the Jets quarterback in 20 years?
I mean, you could look into that, but Aaron Rodgers did not follow him to Denver. So,
well, yeah, that's I think because the Packers weren't going to trade him.
Yeah, there were rumors about it.
The Broncos wanted him, but I don't think the Packers were willing to trade him at that time, coming off of, you know, back-to-back MVPs. And so they were instead went out and got Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
we have some audio with regard to that situation coming up during They Said It, the Jets quarterback situation. Were you able to find that, Chime? Were you going to do that during They Said It or no? Chime?
I believe so. Okay. I don't think I'm on the same page as you at this moment, so I don't want to confirm or not.
Okay.
Well, while they're whispering, a reminder that the NFC and AFC championship games are this weekend on Sunday. We will have both of those matchups right here on WEEI, so listen on 93.7 or on the Odyssey app for free. We're going to hammer the Chime at 9:30 this morning with Nick Costos.
Yes, we are.
By the way, at some point today, Wiggy, and maybe I can get it for They Said It if we want it, but Boomer Esiason has been destroying Lamar Jackson.
Wow.
Every day he says receivers don't want to play with him.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, he's been all over this. I was listening to them yesterday while I was walking
around. He's got some intel or something.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, Boomer's plugged in.
Boomer says.
He is plugged in.
You know how it goes with Boomer says and Dante says.
Boomer's plugged in. So if he's saying here and receivers don't want to play with him, I wonder why.
Okay.
Quickly before we go, just sad news. Longtime voice of the NCAA tournament, Billy Packer, died last night. He was 82.
Oh, 82.
82.
Oh, yeah, that's a long life.
Yeah, I think it's never long enough.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Go outside and play in a brand new all-wheel drive 2023 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Curtis, you know what? You know what quote I'm very fond of?
Oh, Jane.
I'd like to share this with you because you're a new father.
Oh, yes, I am.
I love this quote. Every person has two lives, and the second one begins when you realize that you only have one.
Mm.
Okay? So let me just share that with you right now. The weather, Curtis.
I got to tell you, everybody says to me, savor these days because you'll miss it when it's quiet. I'm doing my best, but I would love quiet. It sounds lovely. 30 degrees outside, afternoon high of 40.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.